This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Fine dining. The search for the most mediocre restaurant in America is a podcast where Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all the chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5 out of 10 dining experience. The objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. His most recent episode featured guests Marissa Pinson and John Glover as they review Costco's food court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Head on over to linktree.com/finedining podcast and click Bees giveaway to enter for an all-expense-paid trip to your local Applebee's. The current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at a 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st and the winner will be announced on the May 8th Chipotle episode. Asterisk $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee's gift card.
Welcome to a Funny Feeling Podcast. I'm Betsy Sodaro.
And I'm Marcy Jarrow. This is a podcast where comedians tell us their paranormal experiences, and we listen to yours as well.
Oh, yeah. And if you have one of these paranormal experiences that you want to share with us, please email it to us at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com.
Now get cozy.
And prepare yourself to be scared silly.
This is a Funny Feeling Podcast.
Percy, I got a story for you.
About what is it?
Some ghosts. Okay, Marcy, you've been to Vegas. I mean, have we been to Vegas together?
We've been together.
We've been to Vegas together.
We partied.
Have you ever stayed at the Luxor?
No.
The very funny, the Luxor? It is awesome.
Is it?
It's very fun. It's perfect, just Vegas. You
perfect
know,
Vegas.
Like,
what I gotcha.
You like, just a silly, like, the escalator or the elevator is at a slant because you're in a pyramid.
Ooh.
Like, it's a funny.
Does it break constantly? Because that's
I'm
not how
sure
they're invented.
It does. So there's an exhibit inside the Luxor.
Ooh.
Of the Titanic.
Ooh.
With like a ton of artifacts from the Titanic, and including like a huge, I haven't seen it, but a huge piece of like the actual Ooh. Ship itself, which people are like, this is crazy.
James Cameron got it for them himself.
James Cameron works for the Luxor.
Is that who did the Titanic?
Yeah. Okay. And he's like into underwater stuff.
He's so into taking little round submarines.
He loves it.
He
Going
loves
miles
a two-person submarine.
The ocean.
He's sick in the head over it.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man. So there's an exhibit of Titanic stuff, and it's apparently fucking haunted. I almost said haunty.
Haunty.
It's haunty.
Ooh, honey, it's haunty.
It's haunty. Yes. Okay. So, okay, where am I?
I want to say before you get started, find your place, but just
yeah,
think about
it.
This. When the people of today haunt the people of tomorrow, and all of our different, like, now
yes.
that people are like, yes, haunted drag queens.
Great.
It's going to, but like, if. That's how I know that time, that ghosts are definitely only from the past, because if we had future ghosts, like, you know, if time is really happening all
yeah.
at once, and they were like a drag queen ghost, we'd be like, what? It was just a giant woman.
Yeah.
She was fabulous. She
yeah.
sang. She did a death drop.
Yeah, she did an insane death drop.
Anyway, go ahead.
That would be fun. I hope I'm haunted by a drag queen.
I hope that's the ghost you see.
I'll take that.
Yeah,
I'll take
I think
that.
You would
if it's
like
a
that.
Drag queen, I'll take that. okay, here we go.
I'm in
so
it.
We have the classic things that guest employees feel, you know, like
okay.
somebody watching them, but nobody is around. hearing footsteps, turn around, nobody's there. And this happens apparently a lot of times. You'll hear like footsteps following you in the recreation of the third class, like
the hall,
steerage class area. Like they've made a recreation to be like, this is what it feels like.
This is what it feels like to be poor.
To be very poor and Irish. So one of the like head employee guys has had a lot of shit happen to him. And especially when he's closing up the exhibit late at night. After the overhead music is shut off, he'll sometimes hear an orchestra playing. And he's like, no, there can't be. Nobody else is here.
Also, why are they turning anything off?
Because turn the music. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's late and you want to save a little electricity.
I gotcha.
Even if you're in Vegas.
Save a little bit. An orchestra.
Yeah. And then he's heard his name called out.
Very scary.
And then that's followed by a fucking little giggle.
No.
Fuck that.
No.
Fuck that.
No.
Not. That's fucking so scary.
No, thank
his
you.
His hair has been played with and someone has grabbed his jacket.
I thought you were going to say genitals.
And someone has grabbed his genitals. Him when he's scared.
Somebody grabbed his damn jacket. And my dick.
So one day, an employee, here's another a big one. An employee came to open up the exhibit, and there's a big photo of this dude named Bruce Ismay, who's like the head honcho of White Star Lines, which is the company that built the Titanic.
Oh.
And he was on that voyage, the maiden voyage that never ended, and he survived. And like a lot of people kind of gave him shit. Like,
because you're supposed to
dare you?
Like, well, he wasn't the captain, but like, yeah, but you shouldn't have gotten in a boat.
Yeah, in a boat that's pretty empty, I'm sure of it too. So, anyways, he survived the Titanic, and so this huge photograph, a 3x2. Is on the ground just leaning against the wall. And the employee's like, what? It's usually hanging up. That's weird. I'm going to go watch the footage to see if maybe somebody's just fucking with me or whatever happened. And watches the footage. Nobody's in the shot. Nobody. No human is there. And all of a sudden, the photo starts shaking. And then it's just like, gently dropped to the floor.
Whoa.
Isn't that fucking creepy? Whoa. Isn't that fucking sick? Isn't that so scary?
You know what? Guess what? Sin City's a scary city.
Sin City. I know. And this is a very hat on hat.
Wait, is
of
that
a scary...
Sin City or is New Orleans Sin City?
I think Vegas is Sin City. Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Hey,
baby.
Man. Vegas Tourism Board, baby. Brought to you by.
Yeah, yeah. So another one is people have seen an old-timey looking lady wandering around with like hair up in a bun, dress from the turn of the century, like 1912-ish, big collar. They've seen her wandering around. Especially, they've seen her a lot at the recreation of the Grand Staircase, which, you guys, we remember when Jack was in a tuxedo and then we always like walk down those stairs or whatever, and then they fuck in a car.
Hot car.
Ooh, a hot car with a big old hand slap.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
I love how that was Leonardo DiCaprio's hand.
Was it?
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hope it was. So anyways, okay. So a lot of people have seen this woman around that grand staircase. One day before the exhibit was opening, the photographer was setting up and saw this woman chilling up on the grand staircase and was like, he was like a little like taken aback because he's like, I thought we're closed, but whatever. Maybe it's some special tourist or something.
some rich person.
He asks her if she would like him to take her picture. I'm like, oh, do you want a picture or whatever? Doesn't respond to him.
She's rude.
Doesn't respond to him. So he's like, okay. You asshole, gets back to work, setting up. All of a sudden, he feels like somebody's right behind him. Stands up, turns around. The woman's right there.
No.
The woman's right there. And he's like, again, like, oh, God, okay. do you want me to take your picture? Like, just trying to be nice. Like, hey, can I just take your picture?
Hey, lady,
let me take a picture. Doesn't answer. Begins to walk away. Boom. Disappears.
Whoa.
Spooky.
Kooky.
And those are kind of the bigger haunts of the Titanic exhibit in the Luxor. And I'm sure the Luxor is fucking haunted as hell because people die in there every day.
People must aspirate on their own vomit constantly
every
there.
Day. And they do haunted tours of the exhibit because, like, stuff has been happening so often where they're like, let's...
I just
get
feel like
in.
We always say we should go to these things, and then we just start spending enough of our time touring around the country.
I mean, we got stuff to do.
We're busy. Guys, when is someone going
to
pay Betsy and I
to travel around? Millions. To travel around and see scary stuff. Please.
That was really cool.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? But I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Of like a museum exhibit.
Uh-huh. Of like a horrible tragedy.
And, yeah.
Very hot, horny tragedy.
Chilling in the bottom of the ocean.
No. Ghosts are like, look, sure, the bottom of the ocean has things that I would never imagine. I want to go see Vegas.
I want to see Vegas.
If you
want
to
go
choose,
see Blue Man Group, man.
Oh my God,
they're funny.
The percussion,
ooh,
the
marshmallow bit.
Oh, those tall blue things.
Love a tall blue thing.
Ooh, I love a tall sexless blue thing.
We love a tall sexless blue thing, and we also love when you send us
your stories.
Perfect segue, right?
Oh.
Send us your stories.
Your haunts, folklore, your weird trips to psychics.
Anything. We love it all.
Send it to funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com.
Yeah, and subscribe, rate, and review, and tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Let's have some fun. Gonna do everything under the sun.
That is great.
That is good.
That is good.
Ooh, I eat food.
I love food. Very good.
That was
song.
Really good, Betsy.
Thank you.
Z and I are so excited today.
Yeah.
We have stand-up writer from Throwing Shade. You can catch her. She has a weekly show. I'm not going to remember all the other names. Alexa Loftus.
Yay!
Hello. What's your weekly show?
It's at Pally Wine Co., which is a wine bar.
Fun.
Downtown LA.
Very fun.
For sophisticated palates.
It's very sophisticated.
Very sophisticated comedy.
Yes.
Frasier.
Exactly.
Comedy the whole
Frasier
time, right?
Live.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salad and scrambled eggs. Is it your intro, what you come out to?
No, but if you guys okay. want to do that ever at the show.
Scat
great.
It. You're booked.
We'll scat. Yeah, perfect.
I won't give you microphones, though.
Even better. Yeah, we're very loud. We don't need that.
I love to have to scream to be heard.
Me too. It's my favorite.
I am a woman in America, after all.
You gotta scream to be heard.
Political. Yes.
Totally.
That's as political as we get.
Yeah, I edit out all the other stuff.
I have to.
You can't keep it.
It's too much.
Alexa, tell us. We always ask our guests, what do you believe about the paranormal?
If anything.
Sure. I would say I am down for it all.
Great.
Okay.
It's my kind of woman.
Yes.
I don't really care if it's real or not.
Okay.
Great.
Because it's just so much more fun to assume that it's real.
I love that.
That's my philosophy. It is so much fun.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So if it's real, the world is full of possibilities.
Yes, totally. It also makes the mundane way more interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I had an old apartment where I constantly dropped my keys in the same place in the hallway, like every day. And that could have just been, clumsy. No.
Ooh.
What if it was an energy vortex?
It totally could just suck in your keys out of your hands or your pocket or wherever. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Key ghost.
Key ghost. I mean, Marcy has said she's had a fairy steal her keys.
Oh, a fairy.
Yeah, he hid them under my washcloths.
Wow. Just once or multiple times?
Just once.
Okay.
I said, let's not do this again. Crows. I actually blamed it on crows for a while.
Oh. Wow.
I was like, a crow done got in my house.
A crow got in
a
your
crow
house.
Got in my goddamn
That's
house.
Sick.
That feels
That's
a little
horrifying.
More sinister.
Crows
yeah.
Going from fairy to crow.
Yeah. Crows are the only bird that I like.
What?
Wow, that's a strong statement.
That's a bit like you don't like penguins?
Chickens?
I mean, I guess.
Oh, no, you gave a nasty look towards penguins, so you hate them.
I guess, no, I don't like flamingos. Mm. I like the way the cartoon flamingos look.
Sure.
Yeah, cartoon animals are cool because they can't touch you with their dirty little feathers.
Ew. Oh, okay. But crows are fucking filthy.
Yeah, probably the dirtiest of them all.
Yeah.
Why do you think the dirtiest of
they
them
like
all?
They, like, eat cigarettes and shit.
Yes.
And shit.
Yes.
They eat cigarettes
and shit. They smoke cigarettes
and
do.
And they only live at witches' houses or when, like, the devil's child is around.
Yes.
True, but they're also spooky and cool.
True.
They can do, they can, like, use tools.
Oh,
have you seen the videos of crows, like, trying to figure out puzzles and stuff?
No.
They're really smart.
Wow.
I just respect them.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I can't get mad at that. They're nasty.
They nasty. I mean, I'm sure I don't want to touch them. I just respect them from afar.
Okay.
Sure.
Like a, I can get
like
can
a
get
whale.
Mm. Yes.
What a majestic creature you are. Stay away.
Yeah, really. I don't need to be in a kayak while you're underneath me.
Oh,
or
my
whatever.
God, yeah. Now, this is going to date the podcast when we're recording, but did you guys see the seal who slapped a kayaker with an octopus?
Okay, I read that headline, but I did not see the footage.
Well, it's a great gif. It's a kayaker out on like the ocean, and he's got a GoPro on, so you can like see him. And this seal comes right up out of the water with an octopus in his mouth, and it slaps it right in his face and swims off.
Oh my gosh, that probably hurt.
Ew, I bet.
But the
right?
kayaker goes, "Whoa, cool!"
So he's chill.
It's a good chill. Dude to do it too.
I will say that it feels like the seal was mad about something and wanting him to pay for it.
Yeah, yes. And then the dude was like, "Oh, cool, man." And the seal's like, "God damn it.
You know
I picked the wrong fucking person on the ocean today."
No, it wasn't chill. It wasn't cool.
Yeah. Nuh-uh, you're supposed to not like this kayaker.
That's the amazing thing, though. Those kinds of animals, or maybe all, they're emotional.
Yes.
They do things out of anger.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think seals, I feel that seals are always going and like hitting their chests on each other.
In a
because they can't really fight because they don't have arms.
Sure.
Oh yeah,
they're just blobs.
They're just
they
like,
are just funny little blobs.
They don't even have like legs like a bear. No paws. They just have to like hit each other with their necks.
Yeah,
it's sad.
Just seals.
Cheers.
Cheers to seals. So do you believe in like aliens and stuff too?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be. Why would there not be life on other planets?
There has to be.
There's just no way there's not.
I know.
Right?
You're right.
It would. That would be so insane.
Yes.
Now, if there was nothing anywhere else.
Did you grow up religious?
No.
No, no Catholic church.
None, nothing.
Oh,
okay,
nice.
Great.
Nothing.
The only reason we ask
clean slate.
So, that's nice. That's
so
good.
Many of our guests are like grew up Catholic at least a
Got
lot,
you.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they tell us to believe in the Holy Ghost, and then if that one's real, then any of them could be.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Sure, sure. I went to like a Unitarian church like twice.
Okay.
And those two times we watched like a documentary on how Walmart was bad. Like, that was the extent of my...
Both times? It was about Walmart?
Part one and part two.
That's very funny.
Walmart's bad. Still
and
bad,
it was
guys.
A 5 years difference.
Yeah, they were waiting for me to come back.
Oh, thank God you came back. We got part two of Walmart. Yeah.
Though I will say maybe one aspect of paranormal I'm not super interested in or I don't really connect with is like... exorcism stuff.
Okay.
Right. So like demon possession and
right. And maybe that feels very Catholic.
That's very Catholic.
So maybe that's why I don't really jive.
Yeah, because like do you like the devil and stuff, do you that's not a thing?
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean hell is other people, right? Or, you know, oh, like, yeah. Not my quote, but, or like on earth. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really think of like, oh, you go to hell. I think.
Yeah.
This is it.
You're probably already in hell.
Oh, true. My
I mean, you
God.
Know, not everyone, but.
You just blew my mind. We're in hell. No, yeah, I get that though. And the idea, because like we grew up Catholic, and I for years it was like, yeah,
not
there's
together,
a devil.
Unfortunately, unfortunately, we weren't little friend kids.
Because it's all about like being punished, right?
Yes. Yeah,
like the devil is the person who makes you behave,
it's
right?
Fucked up.
And that is bad.
It's yeah,
I don't like that.
Yeah, it freaked it fucked me up for still. I'm still going through stuff.
Wait, it's so funny. Do anyone here watch Real Housewives of Orange County?
Yes.
So Vicki Gunvalson recently, one of the other castmates, her name is Gina. She's from New Jersey. She's new. Okay. But she said that she didn't believe in God. And Vicki was like, well, I hope she's right or else she's going to be sad for eternity.
Housewives getting real.
Yeah, wow, yeah. Just telling it like it is.
Yeah.
Like the devil would have you tell it.
Yes.
Have you ever been to a psychic or a medium or like anything kind of like that?
I have not. We have kind of like a family friend who's a shaman.
Whoa. Okay.
But I don't think I've ever done like a one-on-one reading with him, but he's just kind of been like a presence who dips in here and there.
Oh, that's cool.
Offers some
guidance. I wonder if having a family friend who's a shaman is like having a family friend who's a doctor. And it's like, they're like, yeah, you should go see a shaman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, doctors are like, if anyone knows of doctors socially, they're like, I don't know, maybe you should go see a doctor. And you're like, oh, I get it. This party's not good enough for you.
Okay.
I can't ask you about this rash at the social gathering.
Yes, that has happened to me before where I'm like, oh, you're a dentist. I have a thing going on.
And
they're like, I can't help
go
you.
Go see one.
Wow.
Okay, cool.
Shunned.
So the shaman. So, but you do have a paranormal experience, correct?
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Let's dig in.
Okay, sure. Let's just dive in.
Yes.
Okay, so this happened in Chicago a few years ago when I still lived there. My friends rented out an old funeral home.
Oh my God.
And they kind of turned it into like a live work space. So,
oh, whoa.
Yeah. So
okay.
The main kind of viewing room was like a gallery. And then they lived in the rooms upstairs. And then there was still an unfinished basement. That actually still had the chute from the first floor to the basement for caskets so that you didn't have to carry the caskets down the stairs for them to be embalmed.
Oh, I'm so glad they had that.
Yes. And what convenience.
That's great. That's smart funeral home.
Yeah. Just slide it down
Work.
The tube.
Smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes. So this was in October. Halloween was
brewing.
The veil is thin.
Yes. I was in the mood to get spooky. So me and a friend got a Ouija board. We're like, what better place to do Ouija than in the basement of this funeral home?
Oh, my God. You're brave. Ouija boards scare the shit out of me.
Oh, they're terrifying.
Horrifying.
I don't think I would use one today.
Okay.
But obviously, different time in my life.
Different time. Young, wild.
Yes.
Carefree. Ready to try anything. Mm-hmm. At least once.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we went down to the basement, lit some candles. No one was around. Turned the lights off. And we set it all up, put our hands on the triangle.
The planchette.
Ooh, yes, the planchette.
Yes.
And we started asking questions, classic questions. Is anyone here?
Yeah.
You know, is there a presence? Do you want to come forward? And it was just nothing. Silence.
Yeah.
Didn't move. Nothing weird happened. It was like a total bust. And we were just sitting there, and I think we were like really hoping something would happen, and we were like waiting it out. Giving it time, then asking a question, and it was just nothing was happening at all. And we were down there for like a little over an hour. And then I think right as we were kind of feeling like, okay, what are we doing? Let's go. It started to move. Unprompted. We didn't even ask any questions.
Oh,
it just started
God.
Moving. So it went very distinctly to...
It's not
a ghost.
It's just a ghost. It's Perrier. Started making a scary noise. Sorry.
It's a ghost.
So it started moving unprompted.
It's a ghost of sparkling water. Very scary.
Yeah, it started moving very distinctly to different letters. And we were like,
what?
So excited because it was finally moving and it was going places. But the letters it was going to wasn't spelling anything.
Oh.
So it was just like, this is cool, but this is also nonsense.
Yeah.
But I was keeping track of the letters just in case.
Oh, my God.
And it went to several right after, one after the other, and then went to goodbye, which is the end.
Yeah.
And then it was just like done.
Yeah.
And we were just like, wow, that was amazing, but like, what was that?
Yeah.
Do you guys think this ghost was dumb?
Big old dumb ghost.
Maybe I was stupid.
Dumb. Yeah. We're talking to an idiot ghost.
What an idiot!
He's illiterate.
So then we packed up, and then the next day I was at work, and I was like, well, just for my own entertainment, I'll Google the letters and see if anything comes up.
Yeah.
So I typed them all in, a string of random letters, and then what came back in the Google results were they were chemical compounds found in embalming fluid.
No fucking way. Oh fuck, I just
got
chills.
Oh my God. That guy's not an idiot. He's smarter than me.
That's insane.
Oh my God. What happened then?
Did you fucking freak out?
I did, yeah, and I didn't go back in that basement.
Did you tell everyone?
I did, yeah. Or definitely my friend that I've been doing it with. But just like totally unexpected.
Oh my
and bizarre.
God.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's so fucking insane.
Yeah, because then it's also like, is that a dead body person who's like trying to communicate but can't because of like chemicals, or is it like the person who was doing the embalming? I don't know. It just raises a lot of like who.
That should be in a movie. I'm taking it.
Take it. You got this one.
I'll cast you in it.
You could be in it, but you don't get any of the money for writing it.
No.
I'll do the extra background.
My God.
Yeah, you'll just be a lady always walking. What's in that? What's inside of there?
Did your friends who were renting out that place, did they have weird stuff happen to them?
Not that I ever heard about.
Okay.
And I think they were pretty like unfazed about the funeral aspect.
Wow.
I mean, I would imagine that if you rent out a funeral home, you're basically begging for something to
happen. Right, yes.
You would think, right?
Yeah.
Although I guess like I've heard it said that like you don't need to worry about ghosts at a cemetery.
Okay.
'Cause why are they going to hang out there? They're going to go places they liked in life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so that's why it makes me think that it would be the mortician.
Yeah.
He was like, I love my work. Do you want to know a little bit about it?
Crazy.
Do you want to know what I put in people?
Yeah. H2. I don't know. Any compound. H2O. A lot of water.
Could you imagine going to a funeral and being like, your mother looks so wet.
Oh yeah, I just sprayed her with water.
Oh, nice. She's very wet.
Yeah.
That's how she would have wanted to be.
Very soggy.
Soggy.
Yeah, love a soggy dead person.
Well, soggy mommy.
Also, a funeral home, minus that casket chute, probably just looks like a normal, like relatively normal place.
Do you remember My Girl?
Yeah, barely, but yes.
Veda Saltenfuss.
What did you just say?
Veda Saltenfuss.
The lead?
Yeah, My Girl.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well,
what?
They did it inside of their home. Like, her...
Oh,
like,
okay. 6 feet under, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they all live
there.
Yes. Yeah, that show is so good.
I know. It's so good.
It's so good.
Well, let's watch it.
Here's the thing. I've watched that entire series twice.
Yeah.
And I cannot bear to watch the last episode.
I
I've never seen it.
Really?
Yeah, I just can't. I just can't.
It's really good. Well, but yeah, I get that.
One day when you're ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let us know. That is so cool. Also, that fucking freaked me out.
I don't know. How long did your friend stay there?
I think they lived there for a few years, but yeah. I shortly then after moved to LA, so I didn't really keep up with them super well on happened.
Probably murdered by a ghost. They're all dead.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, by that embalming ghost.
He's like, I always have more work. Yeah. Business is good.
Business never stops, even when you're dead.
Oh man, that was so good. Let's take a quick break and then come back with more.
Okay.
Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they have forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about, I don't know, like 5 different subscriptions. I could not believe when they showed me how many I was paying for each month. And they tell me when something's coming up too. What a shocker. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. And thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I've forgotten about. And, you know, I've been trying to save money. And it seems like my bank account, it was stuck. So I gave Rocket Money a try. And it turns out that I was paying for a bunch of stuff that I didn't need. And Rocket Money helped me cancel some of those. And now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up again. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of expenses. I can see all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. That's rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years now. I go every single week. I don't even ever want to miss a week because it's so important for keeping me on track, especially during times where things are kind of tough, you know? It's really good to have a therapist you trust as a sounding board. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/afunnyfeeling today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, help.com/afunnyfeeling. Oops. And we're back. Did I do it? Oops. Okay. Oops. Hi. Oops.
Is it recording?
Yeah, it's
recording. Yeah, all right. We're doing it.
So you said you had 2 stories.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I knew we were going to have time for 2.
Okay. This next one feels a little more of the classic variety.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I don't know. Less intellectual science.
Sure, less science.
Yeah, we thought that was a dumb ghost and very smart.
Wow. Turns out he just has bad social skills, which makes sense for what he was.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
His
okay.
work was
He's an
his
undertaker.
Life.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
And
okay.
Now death. Okay, this next one, also same time period.
Okay.
Like this month in October in Chicago.
Wow.
Ooh.
You know.
Oh my God. You
honestly,
opened something up.
Yeah. I think I was just bored. And
yeah.
Like,
I'd come on after, anything.
Yeah. After that month, I was like, I should move to LA.
Wait, where was the energy vortex place?
Oh, that was in Los Feliz.
Oh.
But that was, I mean, I'm kind of half kidding like about that. But maybe half
okay,
not.
Okay,
but
maybe half not.
All right, so
okay,
Chicago. Yes. It's fall.
Yes, it's fall.
People are drinking pumpkin spice lattes.
Yes,
there's a chill in the air. Winter is coming. Okay, so once again, I was at this office job, and I was looking up cool things to do in the month of October for Halloween.
Great.
And I found this place online where it was like basically a Native American burial ground, like on the edge of the city that you can go. And it's basically just like woods, but it's supposed to be have like paranormal activity.
Yes.
Potentially.
Okay.
And I honestly didn't look much further into it beyond that. I was like, spooky woods, count me in.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Are you from Chicago?
I lived there for 5 years before LA, but I didn't grow up there.
Okay.
But I have a lot of family there.
Oh, great, great, great.
But yes, so I got a couple friends, and we made this plan to go up to these woods like around midnight.
Yes.
Full moon.
Yes.
The whole shebang.
Good. Good, good, good.
And so we get there, and yeah, it's like on the outskirts of the city. It's very dark and quiet. And there's like a rock with a plaque at the front that kind of marks it as a historical site. But that's kind of the only indication that this is anything other than just woods. So we start walking through the woods, and typical woods, you know, nothing crazy.
Crunch, crack, creak.
There we go. Let's add some Foley.
Yeah,
artistry
there we go.
Here.
Yeah, we'll smash some cantaloupes.
What does that sound
like? I think a head bashed
yeah. Or like any kind of like biting into fruit sounds like kissing and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Or like.
Yeah, like just like ripping apart plums.
Ripping off.
Fleshy.
Very fleshy. We need you to rip apart some plums.
My pleasure.
For this makeout scene.
Me, so horny. Anyway, sorry.
Okay. No. And
melons.
Then we get to kind of a clearing in the woods where it's like this large open field surrounded by woods.
Okay.
And we're like, let's just hang out here in this clearing. We had a blanket. We'll just like chill here.
Yeah.
For the rest of the night. So we set up and we are like sitting on the blanket, looking at the stars. And then my friend Josh, who was there, falls asleep. Mm-hmm. And then me and my other friend are like, what a great time to prank Josh.
For sure.
Absolutely. I mean,
like, you're asking for it. If you go to the woods and you fall asleep,
crime.
You are asking for a prank.
I think he had a couple drinks.
There
so,
we go.
Mean, this is like, what better time to them to prank Josh? So we start kind of devising a plan. And then as we're doing this, we see some lights in the woods, like from flashlights, kind of like moving back and forth from a distance in the woods. And we're like, okay, let's wait until these people pass before we try and prank Josh.
Yeah.
So we're like waiting, and it looks like they're getting closer and closer. And then right as the lights come to where the trees meet the field, they just disappear.
Hmm.
And we're like, huh. Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Maybe they turned around?
Yeah.
Or, well, maybe it wasn't flashlights.
Yeah.
Maybe it was, like, from a car. We couldn't figure out what it was, but we're like, let's get back to the plan.
Yeah.
Which is, we've got a prank.
Doesn't matter. We have business to attend.
Yes. We're on a mission. Doesn't matter about these mystery lights. So then we're getting back to it, and we're like, okay, you'll go over here, and I'll go over here, and I'll pretend this. And then, as we're plotting, once again, the temperature feels like it rises like 30 degrees because it's like end of October. It's very chilly. All of a sudden, it just becomes very hot.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
And
ew, I hate this. That's fucking scary. Okay.
Yeah, hot water? Hot weather. I had a stroke. keep going.
And we're like, weird. Was that just like a warm breeze? We're just kind of like, are you feeling hot? Yeah, all of a sudden I'm feeling really hot.
Oh, my God.
And then we're kind of like trying to process this. And then it just all of a sudden becomes back to cold again. We're like, that was so weird. Like, what was that? That was so weird. Back to Josh. Okay, seriously. We've got to get this going. He's sleeping hard. He's practically snoring. And then, and this sounds like, but I swear to God,
yeah,
we hear like a faint drumming.
Oh, fuck.
Very far away, to where we almost like, you don't hear it at first because it's, yeah, just like very rhythmic drumming. And then it just gets louder.
Oh, fuck.
And louder, to the where it feels like as it's getting louder, it's like surrounding the entire, no, clearing. And it's like, it got to the point where first we were like, we don't hear that. And then we're like, do you hear that? And then it was like, haha, that's weird. And then it just kept going and going and getting louder and louder and surrounding us.
Oh my God.
To the point where we were so freaked out that we just woke, ew, up Josh, and we all just ran.
Yeah. Did he hear it when he woke up?
I think so, but he was kind of out of it.
Yeah, okay.
And we were just like, we gotta
let's
go.
Fucking bail.
Yeah. And
ew,
so
okay,
we just, yeah, ran out of the woods into the car and left. And then another next day situation. Yeah. I was like, I didn't research this good enough.
Yeah.
So I went back and like started really doing research on this place that we went to.
Yeah.
And found this like really crappy HTML blog, like website that looked like it hadn't been touched in years, but
yes,
but it was like paranormal like experiences,
angelfire.com.
yes, yes, yes. Like just the most horrid font.
Yes, good, okay. It's Comic Sans,
yeah,
in green,
yeah,
in,
yeah, yeah, it just green, looks like shit, yeah. And they were talking about this place and their experience in this place, and they were like, people often report when they go to this place at nighttime, they, oh, there's no, like always the same three things where like
fuck, okay,
where they see mysterious lights,
oh,
a sudden like hike in temperature, and
oh
then
God,
they hear tribal drumming. And that was exactly,
I have chills,
and that was exactly what happened to us, like verbatim.
Oh,
that's
my
crazy
God, that's going in the movie too. You'll be in it. You'll
let
be, in,
me
it,
be in it.
That is so nuts. And then you're like, I gotta get to LA.
Yeah, and you're like, I was like, I have too much time on my hands.
Yeah. I'm opening up a lot of stuff right now. I gotta go get busy.
There's too many portals.
That is so nuts.
I wonder, I mean, I guess it was just like, if that's like a place where there were like ceremonies and stuff that like, they're like, oh, people are here, it must be happening again, or
yeah,
like, or maybe it just always was happening. That's so weird.
Right. And then like, does it happen when no one is there?
It's like,
yeah,
a tree in the forest.
Yes.
Oh yeah. When it falls.
If there's no one there to hear it, did,
oh,
it happen at all?
What?
Wow.
That's what it is, right?
If
a
tree
falls
in the
forest,
woods,
but there's no one to
hear
it, does it make a sound?
Has to, right?
Did it happen at all? Does it make a sound?
It has to.
I mean, that feels like a physics.
That's
for sure
a narcissist question, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not
like,
there.
My ears
happen
aren't there, so I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
So nothing happened. Fuck that saying, man.
Also, I was like, come
tell
on, Native American spirits, please let us prank John.
Right. We just,
yes,
wanted to prank him.
It was going to be so good.
Maybe
see,
they were going to help.
They were pranking you.
Yeah,
yes,
they were pranking in their own way. They're like,
yes,
she likes a prank. Oh, we got
we'll show
oh,
her.
Boy.
We'll show her.
That is so crazy.
Yeah.
We should all go to that forest in Pasadena.
Oh,
yes.
Remember, didn't I just
what's
say
the
that?
Forest?
The haunted forest in Pasadena.
There's a haunted forest in Pasadena.
Ooh, okay.
And we should go like some, get a little crew.
The next few
totally
weeks. We,
yeah,
gotta go now.
We gotta do the season.
Why did they say it's haunted?
Shit, I can't remember. I even did a report on
ghosts
it, and I can't
she
remember.
She did a book report on it, and she doesn't remember it. But it
I
is.
Forget
just
everything.
Trust. We'll read
trust
it.
Trust us. It's fucking,
yeah, no,
spooky.
No, no, no.
We're going, and it's scary. Do you have any other stories you want to share, or would you like to listen to one?
So let's listen to one.
Yeah. Did you have another one?
Those were the main
so
two that I had. Yeah.
All right, let's
good
listen. Let me get one.
Hi, ladies. Let me start off by saying I love your podcast. I binge listen to and from work every day. So I'll give you a little backstory that I think that I am sensitive. I know I am. Listening to your podcast and knowing that I can ask ghosts to leave me alone is very good information. I do use that because I think listening to your podcast, and it just opens, it may open doorways. So knowing that I can say, hey, no, I don't want to see you. Awesome. So thank you very, very much for that. I'm going to start off our journey on ghost stories. I lived in Morgantown, West Virginia in 1997-98. I lived with a couple of roommates. We lived in a very old house that was newly renovated, and it was split up into two apartments. So we had the upstairs, which would have been originally the bedrooms, and the attic, which they turned into a very large living room. It was beautiful, but whatever dwelled there absolutely targeted me. Some of the experiences that I had, every time you would vacuum upstairs, it felt like somebody was standing behind me. So I didn't do that often unless I know somebody else was home. We had this vase that was full of black and green marbles, and this also happened to my roommate, which was nice because, hey, it wasn't just me. I wasn't completely insane. But the marbles would come out of the vase, one black, one green, every time, and they would set on the floor. This is also in the living room. So, you know, you'd be vacuuming, you turn back around, and there they are, when you know absolutely they were not there. We had these little statues that sat up against the wall, and they would completely turn around and being laying on the floor facing the wall, which was kind of freaky. A couple of my individual stories. One was I worked a midnight shift, and I came home and I was tired, but you know, you have to unwind from the day. So I went upstairs in the living room. That was my first mistake. And I laid down on the couch and I was watching some TV. And I was getting tired, so I shut it off and I set it down, or I set the remote down. And just as I started to fall asleep, the damn thing came back on to 00. It was a fuzzy channel, came back on channel 00. So I thought maybe I'd hit the button on the remote. So I picked it back up, I shut it off, and this time I set it on the floor. My hands were up on the couch with me, my eyes are closed, and it popped back on, 00. Fuck that. Nope. I shut it off. I never took a nap again in the living room. Never, never, never again. One of my scariest... I was going to sleep, and it was a dark room. It was very dark. And I have, you know, I have my eyes closed. I'm trying to go to sleep. And it just seemed like something was coming towards me, just darker. I didn't open my eyes. But, you know, when you close your eyes, you can still see the light. And it was just dark. And it just kept getting darker and darker as if something was coming towards me. Just hovering above me, above my bed. And just coming closer and closer. And I thought in my head, this whatever is trying to enter my body. And I remember in my head screaming, no! And I jumped up out of bed, ran across the hall, and slept with my roommate the rest of the night. I was like, move on over, because no fucking way am I sleeping by myself. Mm-mm. Yeah, so that was one of the scariest moments. One that, I'm not sure if it was more of a quinky-dink. I don't know. I'll leave it up to you, ladies. So, one of my roommates also was a girl. She had just turned 21. And this was the time of the beepers. Watch out. We had beepers. And she was dating another roommate. And he had bought her a book on dreams. Well, the night before her birthday, she had a dream about a wedding. She was in her own wedding, and she had looked it up the on her birthday when he gave her this book, and it said death, amongst other things, but death was the one that stood out, like someone was going to die. So we're 20, you know, she's 21, I'm 18, nobody's getting dead that day, you know? So I was their designated driver. They went out. They had an awesome time. We come home, and her beeper was sitting on a table. And as seriously as we walked through the door, it vibrated off the table. And she called home, because that was the number on it. And her grandmother, who was raised her like her own child, died that day. Holy shit balls. Really? Yeah. Scared to live in... Oh, yeah. Mm. Okay, I know this is really long. So I have one more, just because it is endearing. It's about a dear friend. We worked in a facility together, and she had passed away from cancer. Wonderful, wonderful woman. I can't say enough of how wonderful she was. Not long after she passed away, her daughter started working for the same facility. Also a wonderful person. And I also became friends with her daughter, who I had not met until after her death. And it had been a couple of years since her mom had passed away. She's in her early 20s. And I had a dream one night, and her mom was there. She was in a hallway. And I looked at her, and she gave me... And I said to her, "You're dead." And she looked at me with the greatest smile when I said that. And she said, "I know." And I asked her, I said, "You know, you need to go to your daughter. She wonders why, because her daughter wanted her to come to her dreams. She wanted to see her." And her mom said, "I don't want to make her upset. I don't want to make her cry." And so I didn't want to tell her daughter, because I was like, I don't want to make her upset. But it just like ate at me. I'm like, there's no way. I mean, it was her. It was absolutely her. And I did tell her daughter, and she was so happy that she had come to me. And she's like, "I get upset when she thinks of her mom." So it did make her cry. So that just like validated it for me. Like, her mom knew that she was upset and didn't want to make her cry. So I was like the buffer. I don't know, but I did tell her, and that one still gives me just gives me goosebumps. All right, ladies, I do have many, many more, but your cast is only so long. So you ladies have a wonderful day. Keep up the awesome job, and maybe I'll drop you a couple more later on.
Give us some more. That was
from Sarah.
Insane.
That was, I was getting so nervous.
I was like, so nervous during all of it.
It made mm-hmm. me, there's so much to unpack there. There's,
yes.
There's like a truly horrifying one.
Oh my God.
And then like two very like, oh my God, like,
sort of.
How do I describe, like.
Well, the last one is sweet.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Of the friend.
It's kind of like
visit.
A little like gradation of like it's, very scary, ooh, eerie, and then aw.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, well, the very scary one being that something, waking up to the feeling of something
awful.
Trying to get inside of your body.
That is nasty.
Awful.
Horrifying.
Just nasty.
Horrifying.
Okay.
All right. Betsy's nose took a
My
shit.
My nose just got so scared it started leaking.
yeah. Thinking that something's going to get into your body. Also, like, the TV thing is really
ew.
Scary.
Yeah.
Because you... Oh, I guess it was a while ago if they had beepers. But I was like, it's so rare to get that, like...
Static
now.
Right. I mean, I don't think that really exists.
Yeah, I'm sure like they had like a cable box or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Satellite.
Mm. Satellite.
Mm. Beautiful.
Oh, DMB.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Big DMB head, huh?
Big, huge head. Huge Dave Matthews Band.
Oh my God. The coinky dink, we hear that often. Of like people having dreams right before
yes.
someone
yeah.
they
that is
know
very interesting
dies, which I think I don't know what it is.
I guess it's just someone coming to say, you know,
yeah,
I can teleport now. Bye.
I had a dream recently where I had a crazy rash on my leg, and then there was shit on my foot, like I stepped in poop. And so I looked up rash, and a lot is going on right now in the world, and I looked up rash and poop. And rash was like, there's a lot of like anger and frustration inside you right now. And poop is like, you want to expel the shit. Like, you want to get rid of the shit. And like, the website actually said, like, you want to just expel your shit, man. That's why you're seeing poop. And it made like all, literal it made shit? Me feel better.
Literal shit or like,
like just emotional.
Okay.
All of that shit. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm, when it comes to dream meanings, I will look them up sometimes, but I really think it's more like to do with like how you interpret them more than like what Google says.
I mean, right. Rash and shit on my foot is.
Yeah.
Anger.
Lots
of anger irritating, and frustration.
Yeah. But I think that some, but I think in that case where like, if I had a dream about a wedding, I don't know if that I'd be like, that's death.
Right.
But if I had just gotten a book and then had a dream, like, so the coincidence of it lining up, I would be like, well, let me see what this new information says, because like maybe it's being brought to me for a reason.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It feels like it's the world being like, here. And now you're going to have this very specific dream. You got to look it up.
You got to look it up.
Oh, you got to look it up.
Totally.
But I'm of the mindset that like what you think it is probably more powerful than like.
I mean, I don't know. Google.
Google is more. You're right.
Google is powerful.
Very powerful. And they got ping pong tables at their offices.
That's true.
Very powerful.
They do dedicate a certain amount of work day towards creative thinking. That's
towards
true.
Having fun.
They just have beer kegs and billiards. but I think if someone's trying to send you a message, they're going to try to send you one that you can interpret more so than like, hope they find the right meaning of this.
Yeah.
I feel the same way with like horoscopes. It's like you take what works for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then.
And then this shit where you're like, I don't get what that means. I'm not gonna take it any further to figure that out.
You want me to plant a tree?
This out. I feel like psychics are always telling me I need to be like gardening, and I'm like, but I don't want to. I tried though.
It looks good. I like
and
it.
And what do they say that'll bring?
Grounding.
Okay. Roots. They want
too on the nose.
That
it's
is
a little
very
literal.
On the nose.
A little on the nose. Psychic.
Yeah.
Tell me you want me to watch reality TV.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And eat a bunch of pizza.
Tell me you need me to watch Below Deck.
Oh, Mediterranean.
That's grounding.
Very good.
Very grounding.
Also, I think there is something to be said about like the mom coming to visit her friend instead of her daughter, because like I think it is sometimes like there's so much emotion around that stuff that it feels like hard to,
and for the daughter to be like, yeah, like I get really upset when I think about my mom.
Yeah.
Like, oh, parents know.
Yeah, they know their babies.
That was real sweet.
That was a really good one.
Everything, every type of scary and not.
Also, I think it's a safe bet. Shouldn't have marbles in the house.
No.
Great.
Right?
I think that is
no
a
marbles.
Great outtake of or takeaway from this is don't have marbles in your house.
No. Best case scenario, you tip them over, slip on them, die right where you land.
And that's not a good
and
thing.
That's not,
that
yeah,
is,
that's
and
not
that
ideal.
Is as good as it gets.
Yeah. That's what happens.
Or you slip on them and it's really funny. You know?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah,
that is best case that you.
Yes.
You know, once I had a chiropractor tell me a slip's worse than a fall.
What?
You know, like if you slip but catch yourself,
because you like tense up.
Yeah,
because
it knocks everything out of line. Whereas, like if you fall, at least there's some impact, and so like it like doesn't throw everything out.
Whoa!
Honestly, though, chiropractors are quacks. Just kidding. I like
just like psychics.
Chiroquactors.
Ooh.
I mean, I still go and
very
let them
nice.
Adjust my spine.
Thank you,
so,
thank you.
Do you have any other thoughts before we close out?
Well, I will say, along the lines of dream,
yes,
dreams. I have also had an experience where I sort of, I guess you could call it, it's a vision, or I don't know.
Okay,
an image kept popping into my head all day one time where I was just looking in the mirror, or I was like getting my photo taken a way where I saw my face with like a very bloody mouth.
Oh shit.
And it was just popping into my head all day.
Oh.
And then that night I like tripped and fell and like landed on my mouth and like knocked a bunch of teeth out.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But wait, you have teeth in your mouth right now.
Well, they got fixed thanks to the magic of oral surgery.
Yeah.
The magic, the painless magic of oral surgery.
Oh my God.
That's crazy. It was like a little warning being like, this is coming.
Yeah, but it didn't work.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah.
You weren't.
Maybe like, it caused it. We're maybe. Like, yeah, I gotta see my mouth be super bloody.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's
when did you
so
remember
scary.
That you had those images?
Well, I mean, right after the accident, I was like, this is what. Because then the next morning, because I had to wait all night for the oral surgery person to be available. So I had to wait all night. And, you know, the next morning when I, like, looked in the mirror and, like, saw the whole thing, it was, like, a bloody ass mouth.
I've seen this before.
Yeah,
were
right.
Were you, like, just screaming that at the... I would have been like, I saw this coming. Oh, fuck. Especially once they put, like, drugs in me. I knew this was going to happen, man.
I don't think so.
Weird. Oh my God.
But with that in mind, I don't know. Now I'm like, should I take dreams more seriously?
I mean, did you put your teeth in a bunch of in cups of milk?
Oh yeah.
No.
That's a dinosaur commercial, right? A little dinosaur loses his tooth and his mom makes him put it in a cup of milk and they go to the doctor to put it
back in.
Something
like that.
I don't understand it.
I did not put them in milk. Well, strangely, it happened and I did have my teeth in my hand.
Oh my God.
And I was like clutching them with for dear life.
Yeah.
And then I got a ride home from where I was at and I was like remember trying to just keep them in my hand so intensely.
Oh my God.
And then I don't know if maybe I like hit my head too and was out of it, but I swear when I opened my palm back at my apartment, it was like just like goo, or they weren't teeth anymore. It was like felt like they had all like just melted in my hand.
God.
I'm gonna pass out.
I know this is rough.
You pulverize your teeth in your own hand. You crush them into goo.
But you probably did fuck your head up too.
Yes,
because your teeth are connected to your head. Yes,
and yes, and teeth are strong. You can't crush them into goo.
Yeah.
I don't think. But I also don't understand what happened.
Fucking nightmare.
Someone should have helped. Someone should have been like, you know what, Alex, I'm going to get your teeth.
I'll get your teeth. Oh,
I don't know if this is like a Midwestern mentality, but my any sort of like injury or pain, I'm like, I'm fine.
That's,
you know, that's
Colorado
always my like,
for sure.
I think that's, I'm fine.
I'm the same way. Like I would be too embarrassed to cry. Like I would start laughing instead of
or
crying.
Maybe like our generation, like our parents
maybe
were
it's
just
a generation
like, you're
thing.
Fine. You're fine.
Yes.
Until it's like, no, my like wrist is like my sister broke
injured.
Her wrist.
Yeah.
While we were sledding on New Year's Eve, and she was like, it hurts so bad. My parents were like, you're fine. You're fine. And then that
drama
next day,
queen.
She was like, I need help.
Yes. Like, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can remember ever since I was a kid, even just like falling and scraping my knees.
Yeah,
and
me
being
too.
Like, I don't need band-aids.
It's gonna be fine.
Once I fell down two flights of stairs.
Two flights?
Okay.
And a landing.
Yes.
And then through a window.
What happened was it was more
stairs.
A pre-war. Have I never told you this? It was a pre-war building in Brooklyn. And it had these like nice slippery marble stairs.
Oh my God.
And it was Memorial Day or something, and I like broke my flip-flop. I was trash too, and I just like hit whatever I did, I hit the landing just right, and I started like sliding, boom 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 boom, my butt hit every stair.
Oh my gosh.
But I had such momentum, and then I somehow made the turn.
You made it around a corner.
Oh my made God. The turn and kept boom 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 boom.
Wow.
And that's impressive.
And I,
it really
everyone
is.
Would just watch because there's nothing they could do. They just were like, oh my God, are you okay? And I was like crying but laughing so of hard. Of course.
I mean, when your butt hits every stair that and you make it around a corner. Incredible.
I had to go to doctors, though, afterwards because sure. I got, you know, you can get whiplash at the top or bottom of your spine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You got whiplash at the bottom of your spine?
That's where all the nerve endings end down there. And I'd like sprained my coccyx or like cracked it or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. And I just was having like headaches and sick. I was like sick for days.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Sick but I was, like, for days. Still boom, laughing.
Boom, 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 boom.
It's very funny.
I mean, I don't know how I did it. And like all of like half of our previous guests have been there. Like, was Beth Newell was there? Aubrey Plaza was there.
That's
it was
so
just like
great.
A hangover. We were drunk and like, woohoo!
And oh my you gosh! You just went down those stairs.
That's a lesson the whole to way. You. A lesson. You can't party in flip flops.
Can't party
it's ever. Just, it's too dangerous.
Honestly, especially that's in too New dangerous. York.
If we have
filthy.
Any, well, it was Brooklyn, so less. It was in
a little
park,
less filthy,
but. That is a good lesson for all the youths listening. Don't, you can't party.
Closed-toed shoes.
Close, yes. Closed-toed shoes.
If you're
going to
really
partying.
Party, you need to wear steel-toe boots.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously. Yes. And maybe yes. a helmet.
Yeah. Definitely a helmet.
Be prepared to party.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you've ever been to the Queen Mary.
Yes. Yeah.
There is a staircase on the Queen Mary where the most amount of deaths on the entire ship happened because if they hit a wave or, you know, any sort of turmoil and you were on the staircase, people would just fall and they would fall to their death.
God.
At like a cement landing.
They should have put bumpers on it or something.
Or some carpet or something.
Let's go back.
God. I know. We have to do a tour.
Yeah, on the ghost tour.
Ugh. Alexa, this has been amazing.
This has been so good.
I hear your learned motorcycle daddy.
Yeah, your motorcycle's getting warmed
That's
up.
That's my daddy.
My dad picked me up.
Tell everyone where they can find you.
Like on the internet.
Oh my gosh.
If you want to be found.
I have a Instagram, Alexa J. Loftus, or my weekly show downtown if you're in LA.
Yeah, do it.
Thanks so much. This was great.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for listening to A Funny Feeling.
If you have a paranormal experience that you would like to share, please send us a voice memo or you can email us just a letter at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com. I'm Marcy.
I'm Betsy. And don't shit your pants.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.